The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 18, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 8th, 2016, in Riga, Latvia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yashya Rashtre Pure Cha Eva Bhagavan Yagya Purusha Ijjate Sveina Damena Janai Varna Ashrama Anvitai Yasha Rashtre Pura Chaiva Bhagavan Yagya Purusha Ijjate Sveina Dharmena Janai Varna Shraman Vitai Yasha Rashtre Pure Chaiva Bhagavan Yagya Purusha Ijjate Sveina Dharmena Janai Varna Shraman Vitai Yashya, whose?
Kura.
Rashtre,
in
the state or kingdom.
Well state.
Bore,
in
the cities.
Pilsatas.
Cho, also.
Ari.
Eva, certainly. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yagyapurusha, who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Ijjate, worshipped. Svena, their own. Dharmena, by occupation. Janai,
by the people.
Varna ashrama,
the
system of eight social orders. Anvitai,
who follow?
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The king is supposed to be pious, in whose state and cities the general populace strictly observe the system of eight social orders of Varna and Ashram, and where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their particular occupations. Purport. The state's duty and the citizen's duty are very nicely explained in this verse. The activities of the government head or king, as well as the activities of the citizens, should be so directed that ultimately everyone engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king, or government head, is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is therefore supposed to see that things go on nicely and that the citizens are situated in the scientific social order comprised of four varnas and four ashrams. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that unless people are educated as situated in the scientific social order comprised of four varnas, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, in the four ashrams, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, society can never be considered real human society, nor can it make any advancement towards the ultimate goal of human life. It is the duty of the government to see that things go on in terms of varna and ashram. As stated herein, Bhagavan Yajna Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, is the Yajna Purusha. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhaktaram Jagatapasam, Krishna is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifice. He is the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Therefore, he is known as the Yajna Purusha. The word Yajna Purusha indicates Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, or any personality of Godhead in the category of Vishnu Tattva. In perfect human society, people are situated in the orders of Varna and Ashram and are engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu by their respective activities. Every citizen engaged in an occupation renders service by the resultant actions of his activities. That is the perfection of life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:46, Yata pravittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tam nibarjascha siddhim vindati manava. By worship of the Lord who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection. Thus the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Shudras, and Vaishyas must execute their prescribed duties as these duties are stated in the Shastras. In this way, everyone can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The king or government head has to see that the citizens are thus engaged. In other words, the state or the government must not deviate from its duty by declaring that the state is a secular one which has no interest in whether or not the people advance in varnashram dharma. Today, people engaged in government service and people who rule over the citizens have no respect for the varnashram dharma. They complacently feel that the state is secular. In such a government, no one can be happy. The people must follow the varnashrama dharma, and the king must see that they are following it nicely.
Shobhi.
The present moment, the entire world is off the track. The present moment, the entire world is off the track.
Shobhi, this is possible in order to just answer.
They have lost the God-centered conception. The governments are off the track and the citizens are off the track. Because of that, there's this total breakdown of the social orders. Nations break apart. Families break apart. Marriages break apart. All these relationships are breaking apart because they don't put God in the center. So we have to heal these broken relationships by bringing Krishna or God back to the center. The fools and rascals say, oh, that's artificial. Because God does not exist. But that is ridiculous. How you can say there is no God? That means you don't understand the definition of God, rascal. God means the source. So how you can have a sourceless existence? That's absurd. Nothing is sourceless.
Tas ir absurds, jo nekas nepastāv bez pirmavotas.
Everything has source.
Jebkam ir pirmavots.
That source is God.
Un šis pirmavots ir Dievs.
In Sanskrit, that is called Adi.
Sanskritā to sauc Adi.
The origin.
Sākotnējais.
We are devotees of Adi.
Un mēs esam šī te Adi.
The origin of all existence. We are devotees of Adi, the origin of all existence. As we discussed last night, Adi must be Purusha. That origin must possess personality. Otherwise, that which comes from the origin cannot possess personality.
Pretējā gadījumā, tas, kas no šī te pirmavota ir cēlies, tad nebūtu personības iezīmes.
Just like the sunshine is coming from the sun.
Kā piemēram, saules gaisma nāk no gaida, no saules.
The sunshine is warm and it is brilliant.
Un saules gaisma ir silta un mirdzoša.
Because the sun planet is also warm and brilliant.
Tāpēc, ka pati saules planēte ir silta, karsta un mirdzoša.
You cannot get warm, brilliant sunshine out of a dark, cold sun planet.
Jūs nevarat iegūt siltu un mirdzošu saules gaismu no augstas un tumšas saules planētas.
So because we are persons,
un tā kā mēs esam personības,
we can understand that Adi must also possess personality.
Mēs saprotam, ka Adi ir arī jāpiemīt personības iezīmē.
So, who is that Adi? This was experienced by Lord Brahma 155 trillion years ago. And he gave us some wonderful prayers, sharing with us his realizations. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha Laksha vrasheshu shurabhira vipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra shatasam brahma sevyamanam Govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. The first progenitor, who is tending the cows in abodes built with spiritual gems. Surrounded by millions of purpose trees and always served with great reverence and affection. By hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. So that now we know who is Adi. That Adi is Krishna or Govinda. And by harmonizing ourselves with him, by putting Krishna in the center of all our relationships, they all become beautiful and wonderful. Actually, we human beings thrive on relationships. Someone who has no relationships, they will get a dog. So they can have a relationship with their dog. Human beings crave relationships. So, by making our relationship with Krishna or God, then all relationships become perfect. As long as I base my relationship on my own ego, then the relationships will be more or less a clash of egos.
Tik ilgi visa veida attiecības būs tādas ego, savstarpējo ego sadursmes.
That I will scratch your back if you scratch my back.
Es pakasīšu tev muguru, bet ar nosacījumu, ka tu pakasīsi manējo.
And if you won't scratch my back, I won't scratch your back.
Un ja tu nepakasīsi manu muguru, es nepakasīšu tavējo.
Relationship finished.
Attiecības beidzas.
Serve me.
Kalpo man.
And then you're welcome to have a relationship with me.
Un tad tu esi aicināts uzturēt attiecības ar mani.
That is material consciousness.
Un tāda ir materiālā koncepcija.
Everybody wants to be served.
Ik viens vēlas, lai viņam kalpot.
And no one wants to give service.
Un viens nevēlas kalpot, sniegt kalpošanu.
Therefore, it's a crazy, crazy world.
Un tāpēc tā ir traka, traka pasaule.
Even the psychiatrists are going crazy these days.
Un pat psihologi.
That's how crazy it is.
Šajā laikmetā.
That's how crazy it is.
Pasaule.
So, let us come to the position of real sanity.
Un es aicinu, lai mēs visi atgrieztos pie patiesas
skaidrības stāvokļa. Coming back into a state of harmony with the origin of our existence.
Ja mēs atgriežamies un harmonizējam savus harmonijā ar visas eksistences pirmavot.
This is real psychology.
Un tā ir patiesā psiholoģija.
How to make the psyche healthy.
Kā savu psihi padarīt veselīgu.
We may try to make the psyche healthy by artificially puffing it up in various ways.
Mēs varam centies padarīt savu psihi veselīgu dažādos mākslīgos veidos.
But that doesn't work.
Bet tas nenesīs rezultātus.
When we learn how to humble ourselves before God,
mums ir jāmācās, kā būt pazemīgiem Dieva priekšā.
Then we can truly become happy in all circumstances. Chananda pisa nichena tarora pisa hishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One should consider himself lower than the straw in the street. He should be more tolerant than a tree. He should offer all respect to others without desiring any respect at all for himself. In such a state of mind, he can dive deep, deep, deep into Namaruchi. He can relish so much nectar from Krishna's name that he can go on chanting 24 hours a day and never get tired. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So please try to understand how you can heal all of your broken relationships and how you can train others to heal all their broken relationships and regain their original natural sanity.
Un tādā veidā sekmēt, ka viņi atgriež savu dabisko.
It is simply a matter of putting Krishna or God back in the middle once again.
Saprātīgumu noliekot atkal Krishna.
How do you learn this art?
Un kā jūs varat iemācīties šo mākslu?
You learn this art from the bona fide spiritual master.
Jūs mācāties šo mākslu no patiesa garīgā skolotāja.
And from senior devotees who purely represent the bona fide spiritual master.
No vecākajiem paktām, kas pilnībā pārstāv patiesu garīgu skolotāju.
That's how you can come back to the position of true sanity.
Tas ir veids, kādā jūs atgriežaties pie patiesas saprātīguma.
Individually.
Individuāli.
And on the government level as well.
Un valdības līmenī arī.
We're praying for that day when the governments of the world will realize this knowledge.
Mēs lūdzam, lai pienāk ātrāk tā diena, kad pasaules valdības saprot šīs zināšanas.
When they will take guidance from the bona fide spiritual master how to run their countries properly.
Kad viņi sāk pieņemt, vai pēc iespējas ātrāk sāk pieņemt norādījums no patiesiem verīgiem skolotājiem, kā vadīt valstis.
Until we see the reemergence of those happy days of Bhagavad Dharma.
Un līdz mēs atkal ieraugām, kā atkal atsākās šīs te laimīgās Bhagavad Dharmas dienas.
People will continue to suffer like anything in this dog-eat-dog world.
Jo līdz tam, kamēr šīs dienas pienāks, cilvēki turpinās ciest tā kā suns pliešs suni attiecībā.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Un tagad es jautāju, vai ir kādi jautājumi.
Those on the internet are welcome to type in questions as well.
Gurudev, I have a question regarding the term sacrifice, which is one of the terms which is difficult to translate because in our languages, sacrifice means something related to killing animals. And then there is another term which is closer to word donation, and then
donation,
or then we give something. And how to understand that term that we sacrifice something, and then God enjoys that. What is the proper what is that connotation that word contains?
One connotation. Yeah, go ahead.
Mans jautājums ir par šo vārdu sacrifice, ko latviski tulko vairāk kā, ko pareizi tulkot ir upurēšana, bet upurēšana latviski nozīmē tā, teiksim, tuvāk dzīvnieku noglināšana. Un, lai izvairītos no šo šī vārdu, to tad tulko kā ziedošums. Bet ziedojums ir cits vārds angliski. Un mans jautājums, ko nozīmē tad angliski šī te upurēšana un kāda Dievs ir upurēšanas baudītājs?
One connotation of sacrifice is to make sacred.
Viena nozīme, viena jēga, ko ietver šis vārds upurēšana, ir lai padarīt kaut ko svētu.
To spiritualize something.
Garīgot kaut ko.
It's like when I engage my tongue in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. That is japa yagya, the sacrifice of chanting japa. So by that activity of chanting, vibrating Krishna's name on my lips,
ar šo te darbību, kuras rezultātā Krišnas vārds vibrē uz manām lūpām.
My voice becomes spiritualized or purified.
Mana balss kļūst garīgota.
When you engage, a sacrifice is when you engage something in Krishna's service.
Upurēšana nozīmē, ka jūs iesaistāt kaut ko kalpošanā Krišnā.
Another meaning of sacrifice is to renounce.
Well, what nozīme vārdam upurēt ir atteikties.
Instead of enjoying something for myself, I offer to Krishna. That is a sacrifice.
Tā vietā, lai baudītu pats, es piedāvāju to Krishna, un tādā veidā es to upurēju.
I give up my own enjoyment.
Es atsakos pats no savas baudīšanas.
And instead offer that thing that I wanted to enjoy to Krishna. That is a sacrifice.
Un tā vietā piedāvāju to baudīšanai Krishna.
So in this way we can understand sacrifice.
Un tādā veidā mēs saprotam vārdu upurēt. But then what to do with this connotation which means kill animals? Which is most widely most popular connotation.
That is also there. But the Brahmins would do these sacrifices in which they would apparently kill an animal, but not actually kill the animal.
Ir mans jautājums, bet ko lai darot ar to nozīmi, kas ir vispopulārākā nozīme, kas upurēt nozīmē nogalināt dzīvniekus?
They would put an old cow under the sacrificial fire while chanting mantras.
Un atbildi ir, Brāmani veica darbību, ka viņi uguni ieved vecas gogas, skandējot īpašas mantras.
And the old cow would come out with a young calf's body.
Un šī
no uguns iznāca tāpat govs, bet jau, jau jauna teliņa.
So they didn't actually kill the cows, they rejuvenated them.
Tātad tā nogalināšana, kas ir, kas šeit ir patiesībā viņas atjaunoja viņu ķermeņus.
But those who are demoniac, they want to kill and eat.
Bet tie, kas ir demoniski, tie vēlas nogalināt, lai ēstu šo miesu.
Next question.
Can men also sacrifice their men to offer as a sacrifice the killing of the animals? Like in the Quran, it is mentioned that they have to offer it. You kill me today, and then I'll come next time.
That's the Puranas.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a ritual sacrifice given in the. In the Vedas, for those who are too addicted to eating meat.
Yeah, ir upurēšanas ceremonijas, kas ir Vedās minētas un domāts tiem, kas ir ļoti pieķērušies garastēšanai.
In a sacrificial ceremony, they will kill the goat.
Un šajā upurēšanas ceremonijā viņi nogalina kāzi.
On the dark moon night.
Tumšā mēnesi naktī.
And then when they do that killing of the goat, they must whisper a mantra in the goat's ear.
Un tad, kad viņi nogalina kāzi, tad viņiem ir jāskandē mantra kazai ausī.
But now I am killing you.
Tagad es nogalinu tevi.
And in the future you will kill me.
Bet nākotnē tu nogalināsi mani.
So the whole idea of the sacrifice is to convince you not to eat meat.
Un tā šīs upurēšanas ceremonijas pamatīdēja pārliecināt, lai tu nevēlētos ēst gaļu.
Because the fact is, when you eat an animal, that animal will come back and eat you in a future life.
Ka fakts, tas karmiskais ir, ja tu nogalini dzīvnieku, tas dzīvnieks atgriežas un pēc tam ēst tevi.
These people who go to McDonald's hamburgers, they're going to come back as a cow, birth after birth after birth after birth, and be slaughtered again and again and again. They will also find themselves between the two buns of the McDonald's hamburgers.
Viņi pārvērtīsies par šīm garšķēlēm starp divām maizītēm McDonald's.
If you eat chicken also, you will come back as a chicken and be eaten.
Un tie, kas ēd vistas gaļu, tie atgriezīsies kā cāļi atpakaļ.
Just like that Colonel Sanders, you know? That Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken. You have that chain here? No. It's a popular fried chicken chain called Colonel Sanders.
Amerikā ir noteikti tāda vistiņa.
Millions and billions of chickens have been killed, smeared with his famous recipe. So Colonel Sanders would come back again and again and again as a chicken. They even made a cartoon of it in the newspaper showing here that Colonel Sanders came back as a chicken. So these meat eaters, they will take birth as cows and chickens and pigs and they and fish, and they'll be slaughtered in the future. Cow is the worst. For every hair on the cow's body, you have to take a cow's birth and be killed. For every hair on the
katru matu, kas ir uz govas ķermeņa, jums cilvēkiem jāpiedzīvs par govu, jātot nogalināt.
Therefore, if you have any compassion upon these poor souls who are going down to the animal kingdom,
tāpēc, ja jums ir kāda līdzjūtība pret šīm nabaga dvēselēm, kas šobrīd dodas uz dzīvnieku valstī,
please preach this Krishna consciousness.
Lūdzu, sludiniet viņiem šo Krishna apziņu.
Make them into devotees. So now we have a question from Delhi, India. Guru Vandana Devi Dasi. While chanting Hare Krishna or Gayatri, if Sri Guru appears for some service, we leave the chanting, should we begin the chanting from the beginning of the round after the service? In other words, in the middle of the round and you're asked to do some service,
tad jautājums par to, ka, ja jūs skaitāt džapu un kāds džapai pa vidu lūdz jums veikt kādu kalpošanu,
should you start the round over again, or you should pick up where you left off in the round?
Vai jūs pēc tam varat turpināt šo apli no tās vietas, kur jūs pabeidzāt, vai jums jāsāk aplis no sākuma?
Gayatri should never be broken.
Gayatri nekad nedrīkst pārtraukt.
Unless it's an extreme emergency.
Ja vien tas nav kaut kā ārkārtīgs gadījums.
Like the deity is about to fall off the altar or something like that. Normally you never break Gayatri, only under in a very urgent situation. Somebody comes with a gun to the temple and you can break your Gayatri to grab them. You see. Japa you can break.
Japa jūs varat pārtraukt.
But I recommend chant all your rounds before Mangalarti.
Bet es rekomendēju jums noskaitīt visus sākumus pirms Mangalarti.
Then nobody will break your rounds for no one will interrupt your japa for service. Prabhu, we need some help in the Bajari room.
Jo tad neviens nevarēs pārtraukt jūsu japu, lai iesaistītu jūs kādā citā kalpošanā.
No problem, I got all my rounds done, sure. I can wash and plate. But actually, it's better to start the round over again. In the old days, devotees used to keep a little clip. If they got interrupted, they put a clip in the middle of the round. It's better to chant the whole round and without breaking. Next question.
Shri Gurudev, how should one learn to see only good qualities in others?
Shri Gurudev, kā lai iemācās redzēt citos tikai labās īpašības?
First thing is to see how bad you are.
Pirmkārt, redzēt, cik slikts tu esi.
I mean, you are really bad. You have to see how bad you are. And then you can appreciate the good qualities of others. In this way they're better than me, in that way they're better than me. In this way, by developing humility, you can appreciate. But if you think, yeah, I'm the latest Paramahamsa that just realized Krishna. You may think, who are these devotees? They don't know anything. You
know?
Just like my godbrother of mine, he advertised himself as the Paramahamsa Brahmachari. And very soon he left the movement. He was so proud of himself he couldn't appreciate the other devotees, you see? So just realize how fallen you actually are. It's only by the mercy of Guru and Krishna that you're here. Not that you're a great saint. Of course we see you as a great saint. We see you, but you should not see yourself as a great saint. The more one feels very meek and unqualified, the more you can appreciate the other devotees. That makes sense, doesn't it? Any other questions? Yeah.
How we can learn better to listen and understand what was said.
Taking notes is good. That can help, taking notes. Yeah. And if something is not clear, you should inquire. You should be able to understand every single point that's being made in the lecture.
Jums vajadzētu spēt saprast jebkuru, jebko, kas ir teiks lekcijas laikā.
And if something is not clear, you must inquire. In this way you can develop your ability to understand Vaishnava philosophy. Anything else? Yes, Guru Mataji is making a nice point. What about in your practical service, for example? And you're given an instruction. Take care to properly understand the instructions. Don't concoct something new idea. It's actually good to take notes also when you're being instructed. For example, someone would be told, well, the spiritual man, when you cook for the spiritual master, no ghee, butter, or oil should be cooked. And you think, oh, he's on some special health diet. Okay, well, that means no salt, no sugar, no spices also. So don't concoct. Just take exactly what the instruction is. Don't add to the instruction, don't subtract from the instruction. Actually, the spiritual master likes salt and sugar and spices. Just because you've been asked not to cook with ghee doesn't mean you can't put salt, sugar, and spices. You see what I'm saying? So don't, the whole idea is don't speculate. If something is not clear, then you inquire. And if you have a tendency to forget things, keep a little notebook handy. You see. When you're given an instruction, note it down. No oil, no ghee, and no butter. Actually, the oil can be off added. The olive oil can be added after the cooking is finished.
It's better not to.
Better not to, because they may put the wrong quantity. Okay, we can do that. Just leave us a bottle of olive oil on the table.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I can squeeze in one more question because it's Sunday. Yeah.
Egoistic part of mind always offers its judgment about everything. How to deal with it? Ignore it, preach to it, or maybe observe, just observe and see it as illusion or lies, and will it ever cease to be? Egoistic part of that vienmēr piedāvā savu vērtējumu par visu. Ko to iesākt, vai ignorēt to, vai sludināt tai daļai, vai varbūt vienkārši novērot to un uzskatīt par ilūziju vai meliem, un vai tas kādreiz izdzudīs?
What is the question?
Well, the question is, assumption that there is a part of our nature that is always skeptical always has judgments about everything, and how to deal with that part which is inside us. Ignore it, preach to it, or
that's not the real you.
That's
just a cloud, a covering cloud.
Tas ir mākons, kas ir pārpājis mums.
It's like the cloud, the sun is shining, but the cloud is covering your vision, so you can't see the sun.
Tā piemēram, saule spīd, bet mākonis aizklāja sauli, un jūs nevarat redzēt, kā saule spīd.
So this is a covering cloud called the material energy.
Un šis mākonis, to sauc par materiālo enerģiju.
You're actually a pure devotee of Krishna.
Jūs patiesībā esat tīrs Krishna kalps.
You're an eternal associate of the Lord from the spiritual world. That's
jūs
who you actually are.
Mūžīgs Dieva līdzgājējs garīgajā pasaulē.
So this is just some, this like on, you know, the radio broadcast, but there's, you're not tuned in while you get some static along with the radio broadcast.
Tas, piemēram, jūs klausāties radio, bet nesat noskaņojusies uz viņu, tad ir kaut kāda tropšana, kaut kāda trauksme.
This is static, it's not the actual broadcast, it's just some static coming in.
Un tāpat kā radio gadījumā, tā nav tā radio pārēk, kur jūs klausāties tīri.
So, to get rid of the static on your radio, you find, you tune very carefully to the exact place on the dial.
Un lai atbrīvoties no šiem te trokšņiem radioprātā, jums ļoti precīzi jāuzskaņojās uz īstā vietu.
So if you're experiencing this, your meditation is not very well focused.
Jūs esat piedzīvojis to, ka jūsu meditācija nav ļoti tāda fokusēta.
Your mind is being getting all this static mixed in with the broadcast.
Tas nozīmē, ka tātad, ka jūsu prāts ir sajaucies ar šiem te traucējumiem, kas ir tajā raidījumā.
So you just have to fine-tune your consciousness.
Tas nozīmē, ka jums ir jānosmiro precīzāk savu apziņu.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Are you regular?
Are you avoiding the four regulated principles? Are you initiated? Are you aspiring for a spiritual master? Huh?
But you esat tajā procesā, jā?
Yeah.
Kā izvēlēt? I still can't choose, but I am on that way to choose one of the spiritual.
If you actually can become fixed in your idea that of what guru you'd like to have, that will help your mind to become fixed.
Nā, jo ātrāk jūs izvēlēsieties, kuru jūs izvēlēties, jo ātrāk jūsu prāts nostarpēsies.
So don't go on for 20 years, you know, deciding, waiting for 20 years to decide which guru. Better you fix on one now, as soon as possible.
If I like both.
Pray to Krishna.
Krishna
is the original guru. You know that Krishna is your guru. So my dear Krishna, please bless me with the knowledge of who I should take initiation from.
Dārgais Krišna, dod lūdzu man izpratni par to, pie kura guru man pieņemt iniciāciju.
Just beg Krishna until you finally understand.
Lūdziet Krišna, līdz jūs saprotat pilnībā.
Keep begging and begging and begging until well, it's crystal clear. Oh yes, this is the one. Until you come to that point, keep begging Krishna to reveal it to you. And in that way, you become focused on your actual identity as the servant of the spiritual master, servant of Krishna, and all become really fixed, and all this crud will go away. It's bothering your mind.
Un kādā veidā jūs nonāksiet līdz šeit izpratnē par savu sākotnējo dabu, ka es esmu mūžīgs, savkarīgā skolotāja kalps, un caur to Krišnas kalps.
Okay, so we're way over time. We better stop here.
Mēs esam to.
And we thank you all very much for coming. We'll see you all at the Sunday Feast Lecture today.
Paldies visiem, ka atnācāt, un gaidām visus svētdienas mīlas programmu.
Kantarāj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Es greju Srimad Sankaršana dasa tikai man greju. Ki jai!